We begin the current Dav Masechet Nazir Dav Zayin. We begin four lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, which spoke about that when a person takes a Stam Naziris, a generic Naziris, he says, Harini Nazir, he's a Nazir for 30 days. So our Mishnah explains, moreover, is, Amma Harini Nazir Achaz Gedolah. Someone says, whoa, I'm going to be one huge Nazir. Or Harini Nazir Achaz Ketan, I'm going to take one small Naziris. Or afilu mekan matzayfa oilmur, even if he says, I'm going to be Nazir from here until the end of the world, the halacha is like a stam Nazir is that Nazir shleishim yom. He's only a Nazir for 30 days. And that is because we don't say when he says gedoila, it means to say he's going to be more than 30 days. Or when he says ketan, a small one, it's going to be less than 30 days. Or even when he says from here until the end of the world that he'll be a Nazir forever. It's just he's being descriptive of his experience of the Naziris, but since he's not delineating, specifying the amount of days, so though he's saying large or small, it's relative, and therefore it's just the way he's describing it, but essentially it's going to be for 30 days. Now, the Gemara asks regarding the last one of those chidushim in the Mishnah, Amai, why is it when he says, from here until the end of the world, he's only Nazir for 30 days, but v'amikan v'atzayfa oilam ka'amar, but he says, I want to be a Nazir from here until the end of the world, and it sounds like that he's accepting upon himself a Naziris that takes till you get to the end of the world, 500 years. That's the amount that he's accepting upon himself. So why do we say it's just 30 days? So the Gemara says, Hachikama. Now, when the person says, I'm accepting upon myself a Naziris from here to the end of the world, he means to say, it's as heavy and difficult to me as if I took to go to the other end of the world. But the idea is that you're right, it's not clearly indicative of what he means to say. But since you could interpret what he means to say is, I'm going to be a Nazir from here till the end of the world, because that's what my experience is like subjectively, so then we go back to the old halachic dictum of Stam Naziris. Lahaka, when there's a suffix Naziris, about how do you interpret it in a stringent way or a lenient way, since here it could mean that it's just that's his subjective experience, that's how we're going to interpret it, and therefore the Naziris is only for 30 days. Now, however, the Gemara asks from a Mishnah, Tanan, we learn the Mishnah on Chesem and Aleph, where the Mishnah says as follows, Hareini Nazir Mekan Ad Mokum Plein. If someone says, I'm a Nazir from here until that place over there. So, Oimdim Kama Yobim Mekan Ad Mokum Plein. So you assess, how many days does it take to go from where he is now until that place? If it's Pachas Mishleishim Yoyim, if from the place where he is right now, it takes less than 30 days to get there, so then Nazir Shleishim Yom, he'll be a Nazir for 30 days, because the halach is, you don't have, even if let's say it would take 10 days, you can't have a Naziris less than 30 days. So just like if someone says, I'm a Nazir for 10 days, he's automatically a Nazir for 30 days, so to here. Now, v'im lav, but if not, in other words, but rather if it takes more than 30 days to get to that place, then he's a Nazir, k'minyan hayamim, then he's going to be a Nazir, like the amount of days that it takes to get from the place where he is to that place. That the question is, v'im hachanami, so why don't you say the same thing you said like in our Mishnah? Arichli ha-milsa, that it's difficult for me, this neder that I took, in other words, is so harsh for me, and it's as difficult, kimikan v'amokim pleini, as if I had to walk from here to that place. Why don't you say the same thing? You said it'll be here until the end of the world. It doesn't really mean that's what the type of Naziris is accepting, meaning that's how challenging it is for me, the experience. So why, over there in that Mishnah Chesem and Aleph, does the Mishnah there say that you have accepted the amount of time it takes to that place, and not that just that's how challenging it feels? So Amar Rava, Rava says, that Mishnah is different. Shehichzik b'derech, that Mishnah is talking about where the person who made that neder, that I'm going to be a Nazir from here till that place, is talking about that he's on the road. In other words, we assume there otherwise, and we're not going to say that Safik Naziris is lahakal. We'll assume that he was taking this Naziris as a shmir, as a protection from the dangers of the road, and a way for have heavenly mercy to say, I'm going to be a Nazir all the time that I'm traveling till I get to that place. And that's why it's different. Generally, we could definitely subjectively interpret it. That means it's just regarding his experience, his challenge. Therefore, but he really means to make just one Naziris of 30 days. There is where he's on the road. So he's saying from here till there, I'm going to be a Nazir, is because he wants to actually be a Nazir that amount of time. So the amount of time that it takes, that's how long he'll be a Nazir. Now, the Gemara asks, however, and according to the Rush, this is being asked on Mikan v'Mokum Pleini from that Mishnah Daf Chesem and Aleph. The lahava called parsa o parsa. The difficulty is that why did we say in that Mishnah Daf Chesem and Aleph that he's going to be Nazir with that amount of days that it takes to get to that place, But the problem is that we should say that actually for every single parsa, which is the amount of measurement of distance that is measured, he should make every parsa should have been a separate nazirus of 30 days. Now, essentially, as the Rush explains, the main foundation for this question is actually has not been brought yet, which is also there in that Mishnah of Chesem and Aleph, which is regarding when someone takes the nazirus as the hair on my head. But although it didn't bring it yet, it's going to quote it shortly after it first clarifies the question. So the Gemara is saying, why are you saying that, okay, he's hichzik baderech? So it's different than our halach over here, where it's only going to be one nazirus of 30 days, because it's just subjectively that's how he feels, like as if to go to the other end of the world to do a nazirus of 30 days. But there, when he's on the way, so if it takes 60 days to get there, he's going to be a nazir for 60 days. On that, the Gemara is asking why. It should be, let's say it's 20 parsa, so then each parsa, if you're measuring from here to there, which is a measurement of distance, should be its own naziris. Now, that Amar Papa says, you're right, it's a good question, but we're talking about asur d'limani parsa, we're talking about a place where they don't measure distance by parsais. So that's not a factor to define the naziris by. So though you're saying from here to there, and you would say it's 20 miles away, so you're defining it by the miles, that's how you measure distance, and you're saying the naziris should be based on the distance, it should be 20 different naziris, not just one naziris of that amount of time, however far it is. And that the Gemara answers, you're right, they don't measure it, the distance by that. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, but v'lavna kol avna ve'avna. Then what you should do is that you should measure by something that is definitely a measure of distance, where an avna is the center, basically, of the town. Where everyone who comes to town goes to that place, that's where the governor is, and that's where they pay the taxes to. So essentially what the Gemara's question is that let each one of those avnas, the center towns that you're passing on the way, be its own separate naziris. So yes, you won't be able to evaluate and assess the nazir, each individual naziris based on parsalis, but you should be able to measure it based on the amount of avnas that you're going to be passing. And as the Gemara now clarifies the source of the question, Mila, it's not. Didn't we learn over there in that Mishnah of Chesem and Aleph as follows? Someone says, "Arini nazir kafa aretz. I want to be a nazir like the dust on the earth, or let's say ukasar roishi like the hair on my head, or ukachelayim like the sand by the sea." So the halacha is harizin nazir oilam. So he is an eternal nazir. Now, as Mefarshim explained, this is not like the nazir oilam that we quoted in the previous daf, like Avshalom, which is classically called the nazir oilam. Rather, he has accepted upon himself individual nazirais of the amount of hair that he has on his head. So therefore, essentially, you're going to be a nazir forever because there's an infinite amount of hair on the person's head, and that's the amount of nazirais he's taking. Each strand of hair is going to be a separate nazirais, so definitely not going to live out that amount. However, you cut your hair every 30 days, and you're big karbanis, because essentially, the reason why it's every 30 days, according to everybody, is because it's not a nazir oyim like Avshalom, where you just could lighten your load. Here you took every 30 days, every strand of hair is another naziris. So therefore, what the Gemara's question we don't want to use parsoi, it's fine, but at least use avna, use something that is measuring a distance of a person going from one place to the next, while you're saying it's just one long naziris, if it takes him 70 days to get there. Oh, it's one naziris of 70 days. Because, okay, he's machzik baderech, he's on the way, it's a real naziris he took, it's not just subjective experience. But why just 70 days? If he's passing 35 avnas, 35 center of towns, or in a place where it was parsois, it would be based on parsois, should be each one a separate naziris of 30 days. So if there was 35 center of towns, it would be 35 times 30. It wouldn't just be one long naziris of 70 days or whatever, however many days it takes to get there. Just like we see when the person says an element that let's say the hair on the head or the sand on the ground, that you don't say it's that amount of distance that it is. Each one is a separate naziris. Here also, each avna should be a separate naziris. So now the Gemara answers, no, they're different. Kol milsa de ispe kitzusa, anything that has a set amount, for example, like the Mishnah there on the Chesem and Aleph, when he says, I'm taking naziris from here until that place, there's a set amount. We can measure how that distance, loy katani, that we don't say this halacha as the Mishnah says there in Daf Chesam and Aleph, regarding the other things in the Reisha of that Mishnah, like the hair on the head and the sand on the ground, that it's going to be the amount of days that it takes to get there will be considered each an individual, or Avna or Parsa will be an individual Nazirus. You don't say that. You say that it's going to be whatever the set amount is of days to get there is included in that one Nazirus. Now, in contrast to the case of the hair and the dust and the sand, where there are things that don't have a set amount, meaning no one knows how many hairs there are, so you can't say, like we're saying regarding the distance, that he accepted upon himself one long Nazirus, because there is no number. No one has the number to the amount of sand there is by the seashore. Therefore, obviously, what he meant to say when he was accepting upon himself a Nazirus, like that amount, was to say that each one should be its own Nazirus. Well, that it could be, it's just going to be an infinite amount. But to say that the Nazirus should be infinite amount, that doesn't make sense. Because what does that mean? You don't know that number. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is answering, why there's a difference between distance and regarding hair or sand or dust, is because there it's an infinite amount. No one knows the number. So it must be you're saying that each one, which does have a kitsusa, I mean each strand is a separate entity, I want that amount of Nazirus. That could be, in contrast to the whole thing being one long Nazirus, you don't know the number, so what would that mean? And whereas by the case of distance, where there has a set amount, so you could say that's the one Nazirus he took for that amount of distance. And so too, the Gemara of Atanya, like we learned this difference in the Braisa. Braisa says, Harini Nazar kol yimei chayv. Someone says, I want to be Nazar all the days of my life. Or Harini Nazar olam, I want to be Nazar forever. So the halacha is, Harini Nazar olam. So then he's like Avshalom, like that. This is the classic Nazar olam, where he's an eternal Nazar. Where the halacha is that he's always a Nazar. It doesn't have after every 30 days, he's internally a Nazar. But again, he could lighten his load up here with a razor, and then he brings a carbon. And the reason being is because there's no set amount. No one knows how many days the person is going to live. So it's considered less like kitsusa. But if he says, afila meir shana, I want to be Nazar even 100 years, and even if he says, afila elef shana, I want to be Nazar even 1,000 years. Now, although the person's not going to live that amount of time, but since that is a set amount that he's giving, ain't a Nazar olam. So he's not an eternal Nazar. El Nazar le'olam. Rather, he's a Nazar forever. Now, what does that mean? What's the difference between Nazar olam and Nazar le'olam? The difference is that now this person can never cut his hair all the days of his life. In other words, why? Because we don't say that we're going to separate each one into a separate Nazirus that he accepted upon himself, because that's only if it's less like Ketsusa. When you say like sand or hair or dust, where it doesn't have a set amount, so then you define what he's saying. Obviously, it's that it's going to be repeating separate Nazirus of 30 days. But when it's something that has a set amount, then you say he took that one large amount, as we said, like Mikan Vamakam Pliny. So there he's a Nazar, La'olam, he's forever a Nazar. And he doesn't even have the leniencies of a Nazar Olam, where Nazar Olam has a unique halacha, where at least you could lighten the load. But that's only when you took a Nazirus of a Nazirus Olam. But when you're a regular Nazar, but the number you took was an eternal type of number, well, then you're forever, and you can't even lighten the load, you're forever a Nazar. And this is the concept, again, because there's a set amount, so then we say it's one big Nazirus. When there's no set amount, then we can interpret and say that it's going to take separate Nazirus of 30 days of each one, like of the strands of here and the dust on the floor. That's one interpretation of the Gemara. Rabbam, he gives a different resolution for this differentiation between those two cases in the Mishnah Daf Ches, which is between the here and from the halacha of Mekan v'amakom Pliny, where there we say that it's going to be one long Nazirus of the amount of time it takes there, and not separate Nazirus of every parsa or of every avna along the way. So Rabbi says, why? Says Shani Cyrus, here is different. Because since the strands are individuated, they're separate from the other strand. So therefore we say that the person is accepting upon himself the amount of Nazirus as the amount of hairs he has on his head. So too, for the sand, there are separate granules, they're separate entities. But when the person says, Mikan v'amakom Pliny, from here to that place, it's one long contiguous stretch of land. Where do you make the divisions? They're not divided. So though it's a certain amount of distance, you can't make it separate Nazirusin. So it must be based on the amount of days. It's one long Nazirus of how long it takes to get there. Now that the Gemara asks, but Gabi Yoyminami. But regarding days, there is a way to differentiate and divide the, from Mikan ad Makom Pliny. Why? Because like Siv, it says the Pasuk in Bereishis, in the creation of the world, it says, Vayi'er v'yivayku yom echad. It was evening and it was morning, and it was one day. And therefore, essentially what the Gemara's question is, there is a way to divide, just like here is on the head, you can make from here to that place a division based on days, that maybe that's what he accepted upon himself. Now, and actually that's how we say the amount of days it takes to get there, that's how long the one nazir is. On that, the Gemara is asking, why the one nazir is? It should be every day is a separate entity, like here is a separate entity, as we've seen in the Pasuk. Yom Echad, the day is considered distinct from the next day, and therefore if it takes 70 days to get there, it should be 70 nazirois of 30 days, because each one is its own entity. I thought the Gemara says no. Hasam lav de mifsiki madodihu. That's not to say from that Pasuk that we view each day as an individual, like a here, a strand of here is individual from the other strand. Rather, we view it as one long contiguous continuation of time and of space, and therefore it's going to be one long nazirus. There's no divisions. Now, my comma, what are you saying from the pasuk that it says v'yervi v'ikir yemechad? That's just to tell you yamama v'leil yechad yemahu. That's just to tell you that they're one day, not because one in contrast to the other day, just to say because in halach it's telling us that the night is part of the next day. And that's what it's coming to say, but not to say that it's separate from the next day. It's only calling it one, not because of contrast to the number two, but rather to say because these halves are one, which is because the night is halachically part of the day that follows after it. And therefore, that's still we can still maintain the answer of Rabba. Now, Rava Amar, Rava is going back on the original Gemara's question, which the Gemara had asked, opening up the Gemara. The Gemara said, that how do we understand this halacha mekan v'makom from atzayfa olam, where the question is, but he said atzayfa olam, he said until the end of the world, so why wouldn't he be nazir for that amount of time? Why is it just 30 days? So the Gemara answered, the first answer the Gemara gave was because, no, since we could interpret it subjectively, that he just means that's how challenging it is for me, so we say safak nazir is lahakal. And that Rava gives a different answer, and he says, why do you have to ask so many questions? What's this whole discussion the Gemara is having, getting answers and asking on that? It says very simply, Shani Hasam, it's different over there in our Mishnah, and that's why it's definitely different than the case of the Mishnah of Ches, Dokotani Harini Nazar Achas. And that is because when the Reisha said there were three cases, Harini Nazar Achas Gedoyla, I want to be one long Nazar, Harini Nazar Achas Gedoyla, I want to be one small Nazar, and he said, even from here to the end of the world. So that Rav is explaining, when the Reisha said Achas Gedoyla and Achas Ketana, that Achas is also going in the case of the Seifa of Harini Nazar Achas Mikan Bat Seifa Olam, where he says explicitly, I want to be one Nazar, Achas, from here until the end of the world. And that's why we say that he accepted upon himself one Naziris. And again, and if it's one Naziris, so we interpret it just means the challenge is like till the end of the world. And because what does that mean until the end of the world? Now, in contrast to the cases that you're asking from Sar and all these different things, yes, of course, they're going to be separate. Just because he didn't say Achas. But here, the reason why it's going to be Achas is because he said Achas. That's how simply Rava answers it. But again, and so the why isn't it 500 years? Is because it must be. If he's saying one is zero, so what do you mean to say? Is because that it's challenging for you, like when you say Achas Gedol and Achas Ketana. But again, it's not going to be separate pieces. And it's also not going to be that amount of time because you said specifically you want it to be one Naziris, which is just like Gedolah and Ketanah, where obviously that's just a subjective interpretation because you're saying you only want to be one Nazir of 30 days. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on this theme about how we evaluate how much of a Naziris you accepted upon yourself. So if someone says, Harini Nazir b'yom echad, I want to be a Nazir and one day. Or another case, he says, Harini Nazir Visha Achas, I want to be a Nazir, which usually connotes 30 days, and 1 hour. Or Harini Nazir Achas Emechsa, I want to be one Nazir and a half. Or Harini Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, Achas Emechsa, one and a half. So the halacha is Harini Nazir Shtayim. So actually, in all these cases, if you say any of these terminologies, you're going to have accepted upon yourself two Naziris. And what you're going to do is you take your haircut after 30 days, and then you go ahead and you do another Naziris. And the reason being is because once you said Harini Nazir, you already accepted upon yourself one Naziris. Now when you add on the word V'yoy Mechad and one day, or V'sho Achas, or all these things, you're adding on another Naziris. And the reason being is because you can't have a Nazirus less than 30 days. So therefore, it's as if you say, I want to be a Nazir 30 days and one day, which is the equivalent of 30 days because you can't have a Nazirus less than 30 days. That's the understanding of the halacha of this Mishnah. So the Gemara wonders, why do you have to say all these examples? We get it. Once you said something more, you already took a Nazir to 30 days. Now you say the and something else, whatever it is, a day, an hour, whatever it is, it's going to be a whole Nazir because a whole Nazir can't be less than 30 days. So I think when I said Tzrichi, no, we needed to say all the examples. Because the Itan Hareini Nazir B'Yemechad, had we only said the first case, where he says, I'm a Nazir and one day. So Hachahu Darminan Ein Nazirus L'Yemechad. It's over here where we would say, look, you can't have a Nazirus for one day. So Amotu L'Hachi Kamani Tartin. That's why you have to count two Nazirus. Avla Reini Nazir Sha'achas. But had we would have thought regarding the case of someone saying, I'm a Nazir and 1 hour, we're there. He doesn't want to add on, we would have said, he doesn't want to add on a whole new Nazirus because we don't, and we said a similar concept in the previous daf, where we don't count a Nazirus for hours, we count Nazirus by days, which is 30 days, 40 days. Now therefore, essentially what he's only adding on would be adding on one more day because, yes, the hours wouldn't be hours, but you would then extend that to the next metric that it goes by, which is days. So essentially, it would be like you would say, I want to be a Nazir for 31 days. Again, a Nazirus, when you say for one, a Nazirus and a day, so a day is not an equivalent of a Nazirus. So you're saying it means the next big thing, which is 30 days. Now, when you say a Nazirus and an hour, now, obviously, you're not going to be a Nazir for an hour, but the hour can't extend to a Nazirus of 30 days because Nazirus is not qualified by hours. It's qualified by days. So, okay, so it doesn't mean an hour, but we would say the hour means a day, which then that's the next metric where it is. So you would say it's like he's saying, I'm a Nazir for 31 days, and therefore, limni lamed ve'echad yoim, he should count only 31 days. Kamash v'lan, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, then, no. That since there's no Nazir is less than 30 days, so even if you say, and an hour, we're not going to say that the hour means you want to say a day, and then you'll be a Nazir for 31 days, which you could if you specify. No, since you didn't specify, you said, I'm already a Nazir for 30 days. And the hour, so the hour is what? The hour is a day even, but you can't be a Nazir for a day because you already have a separate Nazirus of 30 days. Must be adding on a whole new Nazirus of 30 days. Now, as the Gemara continues, Amid Beis, the Itan Sha'achas, and have we said the case of I'm a Nazir and 1 hour, that then you're a Nazir for two Nazirus, we would have said, Mishum Deloy Nochis Ladavka. And that is because you didn't say something that's precise. Why? Because you made a nether, something that can't be, because as we said before, you can't be a nether for hours. So therefore, once we have to extend what you meant to say, so as we said before, you can extend and make a whole new Nazirus out of it. Aval, but now moving on to the third case of the Mishnah, Achas u'mechza d'noches l'davka, when the person says, I want to be a Nazir and a half, where he could be a Nazir for that amount of time, I would say that he shouldn't count two separate Nazirs. Rather, he should be a Nazir for 45 days. A Nazir and a half is 30 plus a half is 15. Should be for 45. Kamash Makula, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that regarding all the cases, he's going to be a Nazir's time. He will be a Nazir for two separate Nazirs, as the Mefarish explains, because even when you say a Nazir and a half, since you accepted half, it's like you accepted the whole thing. And then you're going to be a Nazir for two separate counts of Nazirs, because since it's considered as separate, we don't see that's 45 days. You say 45, of course it could be 45. But you say a Nazir, which is one, and the half doesn't have any consistency on its own. It would have to be then blown up to a 30-day Nazirus, which is the minimum. So therefore, that would be two separate Nazirus of 30 and 30. Continuing on this theme, the Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir Shleishim Yom V'Sha Achas. Someone says, but here it's a little bit different, and that's what's important, is that if someone says, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, didn't say Stam Nazir, didn't say Hareini Nazir, he said, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, or Nazir Shleishim V'ech, then the halacha is Nazir Shleishim V'ech Yom. Then, here it's different than the previous Mishnah, which said when you were a Nazir and 1 hour, then you'd have two Nazirus. Here you're actually going to be a Nazir for 31 days. And the reason here why it's different is because he mentioned specifically 30 days. So it's as if when he says, I want to be a Nazir 30 days and 1 hour, it's like since you can't be a Nazir based on hours, we go based on days. So it's like he said, I want to be a Nazir for 31 days. And we don't say, as in the previous Mishnah, that the one more day is going to be separate in the Zeris, because since you could extend it and count it together with the 30 days that you mentioned in the beginning, so when you're saying Sha'achas, it's like you said one day. And the reason why is She'ein Nazirus L'Shoyes. It's because you, Nazirus cannot be based on hours. It's only based on calculation of days. So again, when you say one more hour, it means one more day, but the one more day is not going to be like a separate Nazirus, because that's only when you say, I want to be one Nazir and another day. So then you see that as individual and separated from that Nazirus. But when you say numbers, say, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, so you see that's connected to the 30 days, and therefore it's going to be 31 days, again, because you can't be one more hour, it'd be one more day. Now, Amar Rav, Rav qualifies this halacha the Mishnah. He says, Lo Yishana, we didn't learn this halacha. El de Amar Shloishim Me'echad Yoyim. Only if he said, I want to be Nazir for 31 days. Now, the Rush explains what Rav is really saying is, this that we said in the Mishnah, if someone says, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, that he's a Nazir for 31 days, and again, because we explained, you can't be a Nazir for hours. It doesn't go based on hours. So it says, if you said for 31 days, and that is what Rav is coming to explain, that it's only if you said, I want to be a Nazir for 31 days. In other words, which is really just a paraphrasing of what the halacha is when you say, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour. Because again, 30 days and 1 hour is really 31 days. And that's why you're going to be a Nazir for 31 days. Aval amar shloishim yoyim v'yoyim echad. But had he said, instead of saying, I want to be a Nazir for 31 days, again, which again is the equivalent of saying 30 days and 1 hour, he would say, I want to be a Nazir 30 days and 1 day, where he added on, and that's why you have to talk about not the case of the Mishnah of Shah, because that wouldn't have the primary thing that we're discussing here of Rav's halacha, that he's adding on the word yoyim, an unnecessary addition of the word yoyim, because why saying 30 days and 1 day? Say 31 days. Why are you adding on another day? Shloishim yoyim v'yoyim echad. So therefore Rav says, if you say it that way, then nazir shtayim. Then you will have accepted two separate nazirs. 30 days will be one nazirs, and yoyim echad will be a separate nazirs. Why? Because since it's separate, since you're adding on another word yoyim, you obviously want to make something more than what would have been. Without that extra word, what would that be? That would mean another nazirs. And since you can't have a nazirs of one day, it'd be another nazirs of another 30 days. Now, the Gemara explains the reason for Rav's halacha. Rav Savala Rebbe Akiva, he holds that Rebbe Akiva did darish lishni yaseira, that he expounds and makes actual halachic implications from superfluous terminology. Why are you saying more words? You're obviously coming to include something else. That's not, like we learned in the Mishnah in Baba Basra. The Mishnah there is talking about if someone just sells his house to somebody, but they don't go through all the detailing, what is being sold with it, what not. So the halacha is, he hasn't sold the following things. These things are not included in the sale. Lo yasabur, he has not sold his pit, which that's dug into the ground. Lo yasadus, he hasn't sold a different type of a pit, which is in the structural, in the building type of a pit. And this is, Ava pishar kasavli umkavaruma. Even if he told them, I'm selling you the house with the depth of it and the height of it, everything, that doesn't include the pits that he had in his vicinity. Now, however, but tzarech likach leiderach. The seller has to purchase a path to get to his pits from the purchaser. The reason being is because the seller, when he sells with what's called an ayin yafa, a generous spirit. And therefore, he really didn't leave a path. The pits are not sold, but he doesn't have any right of way to get to them because he sold everything else but that. That's Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Chachamim, they argue. They say, no, ein tzarach likach leiderach. The seller who didn't sell his pits, obviously does not have to purchase a path to get to his pits, because they hold that when the seller sells, he sells what's called an ayin ra, meaning a stingy eye, meaning not so generous. And therefore, look, if I'm not selling you the pits, obviously I left myself a way to get there. Therefore, they hold that not only do they get to keep the pits, they don't have to purchase a right of way from the purchaser. Now, Maidri Bekiva agrees. Bezman sha'amar lo chutz mi'elu. If the seller, when he sold the house, said explicitly, I'm selling you the house besides the bar and the doors, so then Rabbi Kiva agrees, she'ein etzarach l'kaladerach. Then Rabbi Kiva would agree to the Chum that he does not have to purchase a path and the right of way to get to his pits. Why? Because since he didn't have to exclude these elements, because anyways they're excluded according to everyone from the sale, but yet he did exclude them, so that was superfluous words, obviously is that he's coming to exclude not just the pit, but the extra terminologies, including something else, which is the derech to get there, which is the right of way. Now, additionally, the Rush points out that Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Akiva that the superfluous terminology is coming to include something else. It's just that according to them, there's nothing really to include, because they already hold the derech is always his, because the meicher is ba'ayin ro'a meicher. The reason why I picked Rabbi Akiva was because he has something which he normally holds is not excluded, which is the derech to get to there, which now is being included with the superfluous terminology. And the reason why the Rush needs to say this is because although Rav paskins over there, that the halacha is like the chachamim, that's only in regards to that when the seller sells, he sells with the ayin ra. But regarding the superfluous terminology, that the chacham don't really argue in principle on Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, the principle of Rav could be based on that idea of Rabbi Akiva because the chacham agreed to that concept. Again, which is that the extra terminology is coming to add something to halacha, which is really what Rav's halacha is saying. If you say, I'm a nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, or the equivalent of that, which is 31 days, then you're a nazir for 31 days. Because 30 could extend into the one and make it into one unit and not two separate units. But when you're saying 30 days and 1 day with it as an extra word yom over here, superfluous terminology comes to include something, which is that you want to make it 30 days as one nazir's, and the other 1 day as a separate nazir's, which again, can't have one, which would be 30, so you would have two nazir's of 30 days.